Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. We're your weekly guide to the numbers all around us in the news and in life, and I'm Tim Harford. For most of this year, vaccination has been the most important weapon in the fight against the virus. But not every country has access to enough doses, and not every citizen wants to take them. So this week, we'll be looking at how different countries are doing at vaccinating their populations. But comparing data across countries is not as easy as it looks. Hannah Ritchie is the head of research at Our World in Data, a statistical resource supported by the University of Oxford and others, and she's been working on this mammoth task, bringing together data on vaccination rates. And at Our World in Data, how do you make these comparisons across the whole world?
So we have took a very standardised approach where we always go on the basis of total population. And just one of the key reasons for that is just being able to compare over time and between countries.
So they're looking at the percentage of the whole population that's been double vaccinated. Another way of calculating a vaccination rate is to take the number of people who've been fully vaccinated as a proportion of the population who are eligible to get a vaccine under that country's policies. That'll give you a higher percentage. For example, in the UK, 66% of the total population has been vaccinated. But if you look only at people 16 and over, 83% of them have received two doses.
I think there are arguments for using either measure, so either the measure of the adult population or the eligible population in a country, or the total population. So I think the arguments for reporting it as the adult population is twofold. So the first is that number really lets you monitor the pace and the rate of the vaccination rollout among the eligible groups. So that's a good way of tracking that. The additional measure I think it tells you something about is vaccine hesitancy. So after you've offered everyone in the eligible population their vaccination, that gap between where you are and 100% tells you something about vaccine hesitancy and the number of people or percentage of people that are making a kind of active choice not to get vaccinated. Where I think the argument comes in for looking at it as the percentage of the total population is that we know that children can get infected. We know that they can transmit the virus. So if you want to understand what percentage of people who could be infected have some sort of protection or some sort of immunity, then that's where I think the total population figure is much more relevant. So we take a very standardised approach where everything is measured by total population, and that's true across vaccinations, cases, deaths, hospitalisations. We standardise it all to total population.
Okay, so that makes it as simple as possible and makes comparisons feasible. So who's at the top of your table at the moment for vaccination rates?
The leader in terms of the big countries at the moment is Portugal. So 85% of the total population in Portugal have been vaccinated. And there's a couple of reasons for this. They've obviously just had a very, very fast vaccination rollout, especially in the last few months.
I recently read that Portugal had a vaccination rate in the high 90s, 98, 99%. So is that just the over 12s or the over 15s? Are people just getting denominators confused again?
Yeah, so I also saw that the 98% figure quoted for Portugal, and that is of the eligible population, so the over 12s. So basically what they're saying is of the over 12s that have been offered a dose, 98% have accepted and got double vaccinated.
So do you actually believe that Portugal has vaccinated 98% of its adult population?
I mean, 98% is a very high number, and I have some small level of scepticism. Purely down to when you look at the breakdown by age groups, most age groups, they're reporting 100%, which whenever I see 100%, I'm slightly sceptical because it just seems almost unfeasible that every single person within that age group would get vaccinated. You would expect even there would be small, even a couple of percentage points of hesitancy. I do believe that it's incredibly, incredibly high. I just would expect there's a couple of percentage points uncertainty around that 98%.
So Portugal, who else is near the top then?
The United Arab Emirates, they're at 83%. A number of countries across Europe are doing really well. So Spain is at 78%, Denmark 75%. We've also got some countries in South America which are doing very well. So Uruguay and Chile, for example, are at 74%. We have the UK at 66%, and it's equivalent to France. Surprisingly, the US is down at 55%, which I think most people would assume to be much higher. And then what I think is important to draw attention to is that in low-income countries, only just over 1% have been double vaccinated, which is obviously of massive concern. And most countries across sub-Saharan Africa are actually below 1%.
In the early months of the vaccination rollout, Israel was just streets ahead. So after such a fast start, why have they stalled out?
Israel was very, very fast out of the ground. They were kind of the exemplar in the first few months of the vaccine rollout. They've kind of stalled at around, well, 70% have had one dose, 65% have had two doses. I think their older populations have had very, very high uptake rates for vaccines. I think for younger populations, they have had slightly lower uptakes, which is why they've kind of plateaued around the 65% mark.
Now, some people have put the point to me that it's a bit unfair to compare countries by looking at the total population vaccination rate because the demographics are different. Some countries have more children, some countries have fewer children, some countries are trying to vaccinate children and some countries are not yet trying to vaccinate children. And so you can't just make a league table and say, well, this is the country that's doing the best, because it's not comparable.
I think at a global level, there are definitely issues in that. So just to give one example of a kind of extreme, so you're talking about young populations. So take Nigeria, for example, where 43% of their population are younger than 15 years old. Basically, what that means is even if uptake rates in Nigeria were 100% among adults, so absolutely everyone took it, they would saturate at 57%. And there, that gap, people might wrongly assume that there's really high vaccine hesitancy, for example, when actually what's happening is they have a very young population. So there are definitely issues with that.
And globally, clearly, some countries very well vaccinated. The poorest countries, hardly any doses have been distributed at all. Just looking at the world as a whole, how many people have had a dose? How many people have had two doses? And are we making good progress?
The progress is very mixed. At a global level, I mean, the strange thing is that we actually don't know the breakdown of doses between fully vaccinated and one dose. So the current figures that we have are that around one third of the global population have been double vaccinated. But the issue with this data is that China only very infrequently gives the breakdown of how many are fully vaccinated and how many have only had one dose. Basically, what China's doing has a massive influence on what that global percentage is. So strangely, we actually don't know what the percentage is at a global level. But if we wanted to give some summary of how the world is doing, I would say many countries are doing very well. As we've discussed, they're over 80% of the total population vaccinated. But many low-income countries are hardly off the ground. They have less than 1%. And actually, the international organisations, so the UN, the WHO, the IMF, they've actually tried to make a commitment that by the end of the year, every country will have 40% of their population vaccinated. And some countries are just so incredibly far from that target.
Thanks to Hannah Ritchie from Our World in Data. And that is all we have time for this week. But if you have questions or comments, please email us at moreorless@bbc.co.uk. We will be back next week. And until then, goodbye.